listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we've done the research for you. Use our 9 helpful tips to start writing cleaner applications. ASG Episode 3, 9 Tips to Submitting an Error-Free Application, written by Chad Houck. Anytime an application gets flagged during the submission process, it delays your client's coverage and your commission. What if we told you we can help you avoid stalled applications? Throughout the year, Ritter Insurance Marketing processes thousands of enrollment applications for agents. What does it take to give your submissions the green light? We worked with Ritter's new business team to put together 9 tips for completing flawless applications. Number 1, write neatly and legibly. Using a pen with blue or black ink, do your best to keep your handwriting easy to read. If there's any room for interpretation, Ritter or the carrier will end up circling back to confirm what you meant, which delays the process. Number 2, keep in compliance with SOA rules. CMS rules on scope of appointments changed for 2018. While you must still complete an SOA prior to an appointment, it's no longer required to document an SOA 48 hours in advance. Keep in mind, though, even with this major change, some carriers may maintain their current policies. You're still responsible for following the procedures of the carriers you represent. Number 3, provide details where required. If an applicant answers yes to any health question that requires additional information, be sure to provide that information. Number 4, select a primary care physician when necessary. If an applicant would like a carrier to automatically assign a PCP, be sure to note that in the appropriate field. Some plans require a PCP selection, so leaving this field blank could hold up an application's approval. Number 5, match the attestation with the election period. The attestation of eligibility needs to align with the selection of IEP, AEP, or SEP, selected in the agent/office use section of the application. If you need clarification for which period to select, you can ask any of Ritter's licensed regional marketers. Number 6, never alter a client's signature. Even though you may have the best of intentions, altering a client's signature on an application is strictly prohibited. Number 7, make sure the application is complete. Every portion is important to us, the carrier, and your client. Take the time to run through an application twice, then be sure to submit it with the appropriate fax cover sheet. Number 8, submit the application on time. Applications that Ritter processes must be submitted to the new business department within 24 hours so that they can arrive at the carrier no later than 48 hours from the agent's signature date. If you're late, you risk being penalized by the carrier. Plus, why hold things up? A delayed enrollment is a delayed commission. Number 9, when in doubt, call for help. Your business is serving your clients, and our business is serving you. If you have any questions about submitting an application, don't hesitate to call Ritter for assistance at 1-800-769-1847. Tired of completing SOAs and enrollment applications by hand? MediCareful, powered by Ritter Insurance Marketing, offers compliant eSOAs and direct enroll options for several major carriers. Visit our show notes for the link to MediCareful and for the other links we mentioned in this episode. That's it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, please subscribe to the show. You can do that on Podbean, in iTunes, or on the Apple Podcasts app. While you're there, leave a review and comment. We'd love to hear what you think. It helps us make the podcast better, filling it with content you can really use. And it's also your chance to get a shout out on the show. Thank you so much for listening. See you next episode.